online and on the air. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Allows you to take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. We will continue taking your phone calls and then update you on what has happened in Massachusetts after they've decriminalized marijuana, possession of marijuana for anybody who's possessing it. We'll tell you about what's happening in a little bit, but first, your calls about what you want. We'll go first to Nick, who is in Massachusetts, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hi. I wanted to sort of comment on a comment you made about anarchists at the G20, who you said that if they have Lenin on their wall, may be conflicted. I'm going to merely make the suggestion. I'm not saying that I agree with it. But I would think that they would accuse you of the same thing for maybe, you know, I'm not saying you do, but, you know, they might have this misconception in your head that maybe you necessarily support people like Ayn Rand and Murray Rothbard and, you know, quote-unquote fake anarchists like that. So
I don't have pictures of Ayn Rand or Murray Rothbard, nor do I have I don't think I have any of their books either.
Antlers shrugged around this house. I've
this
seen
house? Not this house.
There used to be.
When I came and bought the house, it was actually in the house.
Yeah, it was.
But I never read it. I did read Ayn Rand when I was in high school. They forced me. It was okay. It was an okay book. Anthem, which was, I think, one of her shortest books that she ever wrote. So that's about my familiarity with Ayn Rand beyond the discussions we've had with people here on this show. So not a real good comparison, at least for my life. But go ahead.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said misconception, and right. You know, it doesn't necessarily imply, but I'm just saying that it works. It sort of works both ways. But it doesn't.
Nick, there's right and there's wrong. There's actual and there's fake. And having been an anarchist, an anarcho-communist in high school, I kind of have some conceptualization of what they believe. And in fact, they have this sort of fantasy that somehow the world, if we get rid of the government, will shake out the way that they believe, and that people will live in, you know, communes of the sizes between 35,000 and 55,000 people, and in those communes that they will specialize in the production of, you know, various goods like organic whole grain breads or biodiesel fuel trucks or whatever it is that they believe that the world's going to look like. But in fact, they're really just fiction writers.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. I'm just wondering how so. Like, are you going to elaborate?
They are coming up with there will be, if you are an anarchist, then you believe that there should be no government. Then the world's going to shake out the way the world shakes out. And what they believe the world's going to look like afterwards is just a fantasy in their mind.
Absolutely.
I still have the same thing to say about my friend Ian here, who's a voluntarist. but... you know, at least to me, his grasp of human interaction is a lot better. Like, he has a good idea how people will interact.
Yeah, I don't think necessarily if you're an anarchist you have to be against government at total. I'm against forced government. I'm against forcing a group of people, imposing your rules and regulations on other people.
You're redefining government like Mark does. Mark will sometimes take the same position of, well, I think that we can have government that doesn't initiate force on people. Well, that's not really a government, because to govern means to control, and it usually doesn't involve consent. But if you want to redefine government for that purpose, okay, fine.
All right. I think I'm not saying that, you know, it could exist. I'm just saying that, you know, the whole concept exactly of government maybe shouldn't be ruled out. Some people who want it, you know, I think that's fine, as long as they don't force it on other people. You know, if it did get out of...
I agree with you.
Oh, okay.
And if you want to have somebody tell you what to do...
That doesn't sound like an anarchist to me.
Now, if you want to have somebody tell you what to do, you should be able to hire somebody to tell you what to do. If
yeah,
that's something
exactly.
That makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Sounds voluntarist.
If you do, you know, want a government, then you should be able to elect people, you know, freely and get them in into office, and if that's what you want to do, as long as you don't force it on me.
Wait a minute, Nick. I agree with what Mark is saying here. What you're describing there, where somebody could hire someone to tell them what to do to govern their actions by consent, would be a voluntary act. That would be essentially a support of voluntarism, not anarchism. Anarchism is without rule, without rulers.
It would be in support of voluntarism, not anarchism?
That's what Mark was saying, and I completely agree with it.
Oh, all right. Well, that's fine. Anarchism and anarchism are two different.
You said you do think they're different?
No, I said I don't think they're two different.
I think they are different. I think that anarchism is the lack of rulers, and voluntarism is essentially a description of how mankind should interact. I think voluntarism says that you should interact with other human beings on a voluntary basis. Anarchism says nothing about that. Anarchism is like atheism, without God, without rulers. That's what the A in front of the word means.
Yeah, I know.
So, no, it's not the same.
Well, they're not really rulers if you voluntarily hire them to tell you what to do,
which would be why that's voluntarism, not anarchism.
But they
are your rulers. You've consented to being ruled at that point. These governments today say it's all about the consent of the governed. I mean, we know it's not true, but that's what they say.
Well, I think they mean a consent of most people.
people haven't risen up and killed them.
Right? Yeah, I think that's. I personally think you go a little bit too far with how much they try to justify it as being through the consent of the governed, because I don't think anyone in government claims that it's a voluntary thing.
It's all you have to do is listen. Audio video recordings of this politician. I can't remember, Ian. I'm caught out here flat-footed. But this politician defending the tax system as though it is voluntary.
Jan, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name, but Jan Helfeld is his name, or Helfield. I'm not certain as to how it's spelled exactly.
And Trent Lott, was that the politician?
He's had all kinds of politicians.
Some major name politician on there, and asking him about whether taxes are voluntary. The politician's, yes, taxes are voluntary. You voluntarily send them in, or we come and put you in jail.
Exactly. Can I interject for a second here?
No.
Thank you, Mark. I do call myself a voluntarist. Occasionally, I call myself an anarchist too, because I don't seem, it doesn't seem to really matter to me. More people in my school know me as an anarchist than a voluntarist. But
sometimes when a girl will let me, I'll show her my big muscle. I'll flex my arm and I'll show it to her. And I really think that that's what calling oneself an anarchist really
means. Well, that's not what I'm trying to do, though.
I'm just, right. Okay.
I know, I've heard you make this point before, Mark, but that's not what I'm not trying to instill, he's an anarchist. He's such a cool guy,
Yeah, well, that's what it seems like to me.
The term anarchy,
how it would be for me if I did it. How's that, Nick?
The term anarchy obviously has different definitions, and it all depends on who you're talking to. So clearly, you're talking about the anarchist that doesn't have anything to do with the anarchists that are seen like at a G20 protest breaking windows and things like that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those guys either.
But nonetheless, one of the definitions of anarchy is confusion, chaos, and disorder.
Yeah.
Also, political and social disorder due to the absence of governmental control. I don't think that voluntarism in any way suggests those things. Voluntarism suggests a voluntary order emerging from the natural way things should be. But also, anarchy is defined as a state of society without government or law. So you were just saying that you believe that you should be able to have governments if you consent to it, which, again, would not be anarchy. Laws can be private.
But they're not really governments.
A government. To govern would be to control,
right? I don't think they're really laws if they're consensual, voluntary contracts that are being issued by agencies. I think the word law has a connotation to it that it's the law. It's mandatory. It's just the way things are.
It's the law when you come into my home that you take off your shoes.
No, that's not the law.
Why not?
The law is that it's your property so that you can do what you want with it. That would be the law. The law is basically, for most of human history, it's just been what has been the acceptable thing to do.
Government, the political direction and control exercised over the actions of the members, citizens, or inhabitants of communities, societies, and states. There's nothing there saying inherently that it has to be coercive. It's just always been the history of government. So maybe government can be a completely voluntary organization, in which case you still wouldn't have anarchy. I don't know. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Words, very interesting. Words are certainly something you want to make sure. I think you want to make sure you get right. 800-259-9231. I think there is a difference between anarchy and voluntarism. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our Facebook profile. Just go to facebook.freetalklive.com, and you can become a fan there. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and your free gun. That's frontsight.com.
I saw one of those Springfield Armory XDs the other evening, and it is a very attractive gun.
I've heard good things about it. There's no doubt about it. Frontsight.com to get the details and get on board with that. All right, so I want to continue with the phone calls in a moment. Just want to briefly continue the conversation first about anarchist versus voluntarist. When I considered myself a libertarian and I was discovering the ideas of voluntarism, a word that was thrown around a lot was anarcho-capitalist, as though it were the same as voluntarist. And while I embraced that initially because it sounded like what I believed, at the time, I now have rejected it because I don't think it's the same at all. I think that there are people within this movement that are really anarchists, that they believe there should be no rules or that there should be no rulers. But I think that even though the definition of anarchist or anarchy might be no rulers, I think no rules also tends to be the case with a lot of anarchists. And to give you an example of what I mean by that, there was a situation recently here at the local cable access channel. And you're probably familiar with this, Nick, as you are the host of Free Minds TV, which is produced here in Keene, New Hampshire. And you can see that online at freemindsmedia.com. You can also listen to Free Minds Radio. All of that is available and available free at freemindsmedia.com, plus blog posts. You guys still doing that, right?
We are.
Excellent. So head on over there and enjoy that. But one of the things that was happening was you had a whole bunch of liberty activists that were coming in to help you out with producing your show. And at one point, the director of the station, really nice guy named Lee, decided to start enforcing the policies about being a member of the organization called Cheshire TV, which is a public access channel. And there are certain rules that apply to the public access channel. One of those rules is you have to live in Keene or a couple of the surrounding towns or work in those places in order to be a member. Now, you can be a member if you live outside of those particular geographic designations, but it costs you $50 a year.
Or volunteer time. I think they're still allowing people to do some volunteer work for the station in lieu of paying money.
So you could go to a city council meeting and operate a camera four times or five times or something like that.
You could do some work, a certain amount of hours of work for the station itself to essentially pay your membership.
Right, so you're working off the $50 fee if you live outside of the area. So a couple of the liberty activists took issue with this demand because essentially the director had been bending the rules before to allow people who didn't live in Keene or the other two towns to use the station's facilities and to operate the equipment and all that. And he'd been bending the rules and he decided, okay, well, I can't do this anymore. We're going to start, you know, enforcing these rules. If you don't live in the area, you can volunteer or you can pay the $50. And so there were a couple of people that decided to say, the hell with that. I'm not going to go through with this. I don't want to pay the $50 and I don't want to volunteer. I don't have anything to do with this. I'm out of here. And they walked away at that point, which is their prerogative. But I think that that's an example of somebody that just doesn't, they don't want, you know, they don't want your rules. Even though okay. The public access station technically is a governmental organization, but it's completely controllable by the membership. Basically, the members have all the power in this particular organization, so had they cared enough about it, they probably could have mounted some sort of campaign to change those rules. But and it would have been much more possible than any sort of political campaign that you'd have ever been involved in. I mean, nobody ever votes for the board of directors, for instance, so it's like if you were to run for the board of directors and get one vote, you'd get in. So it's a very easily manipulable system should they have wanted to do that. But they didn't care. They just decided, the hell with these rules, we're out of here. Which, again, is fine, but it's an example of, I think, the difference between somebody who is an anarchist versus somebody who's a voluntarist. I told the executive director, I fully support what you're doing here. You know, these guys were being allowed to have a freebie before, and I don't see anything wrong with saying, look, here are our rules, and we're asking you to abide by them at this point. And if you don't like it, then go away. That's fine. But I think that's kind of the difference. Am I making sense here? Between an anarchist, somebody who just, I don't want any rules.
I think you're drawing conclusions about those particular people, and I don't know.
They're people that I like.
I'm not sure
I like them all personally. I really do.
I'm not sure that I would call having those rules a form of government, though.
It governs that organization.
Well, now we're getting back to the question of what is government. Is government always a coercive agency, a coercive apparatus?
I believe that on some level it is.
Well, in the history of mankind, it certainly has been. Could you have a government that is a fully consent-based organization? I would think you could. I don't like calling it a government because I think it's got all that baggage attached to it of, you know, the violence thing.
What are you going to do with someone who's murdering people? Say, you know, take them to arbitration, and if you don't want to go to arbitration, then their credit score is going to be affected? I mean,
I think that if you've got a murderer out there and you can prove that they're the murderer, then you can absolutely snag them and take them off the streets. But if you don't get the right guy, then your reputation is going to be at serious risk. So make sure you get the right murderer.
Yeah, right. What we don't currently have going is
I mean, essentially, you're just talking about frontier justice, though.
What does that mean?
Where people solve those kinds of problems themselves.
Right. Where somebody instead of where the cops do it and they get the wrong guy often, and there's no recompense for
if you look at most places that don't have some kind of a system to address those grievances, whether it's somebody damaged your property.
The system would be there. It would be the companies that protect people.
But the people who are being judged against, I'm not sure that they would have the incentive to abide by the rulings.
Wait. Are we talking about murderers or are we talking about something else?
It doesn't matter. Murderers, property boundary disputes,
The incentive would be, if it was just somebody that's, you know, damaged some property, if the incentive would be their reputation, I think that would make a difference in that point. If you're talking about a madman that's going around slaughtering people, then they have to be handled differently. Okay, now we've gone off from the discussion of what is an anarchist versus a voluntarist, are they the same thing, into a discussion of private justice. If you want to come back around to that, that's fine. But
I think that private justice is what you usually get when you don't have a government around. But that's just my personal opinion.
And I'm in favor of private justice because I'm in favor of competition.
It gets messy.
It's messy right now, dude. There are people being put in jail cells for having plants in their pocket.
Well, certainly, yeah. I'll agree with that, but
right, and it's getting messy. But how about the 100+ people that have been let out of the prison over time?
But you're not really making a case for why it's better to have people solve disputes over, say, a stolen car with baseball bats. You're not really making
with baseball bats.
That's often how these things are resolved in parts of the world where there's no justice system.
I didn't say there would be no justice system. I think that in the free marketplace, you would likely see, considering there'd be a demand for that sort of thing. You would likely see the marketplace and people in search of a profit coming up with those systems that you're looking for. They would come up with competing, likely private arbitration. I can't say exactly what it would look like. I don't know. I'm not there. We're not there yet. But to say that just because there wouldn't be a governmental one-size-fits-all monopoly means there would be nothing is a false choice. And it doesn't mean that there would be people out with baseball bats.
It might be a false choice, or it might not. It hasn't been tried yet, like you said, so we don't really know, do we?
We don't know. But we do know that generally when people have demands in the marketplace, they tend to get what they want from people that are willing to provide those services at a cost. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, this is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free. The number run to you by SACL CAI. It is 800-259-9231. Perhaps you might own or know someone who does a company that's struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. I like that ad just because it used the word vexing. 800-259-9231. We continue here. Take your calls. Enemy of the State in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Funny, I'd been on hold for a while, and you got around to what I was going to call and talk about.
Oh, what was that?
Which was the use of terms and things like anarcho-capitalist, voluntarist, such. I often, you know, this is a theme I've been seeing constantly recently on the show, as you guys are constantly running from terms. The latest one is capitalism. You don't even like to use the word capitalism anymore.
And, no, I don't like that term. I don't think I ever really did like it.
Right. Well, often, Ian, you go to the dictionary and look things up.
I like the dictionary. Yes, it's handy.
And, you know, one night I was arguing with my brother-in-law, and we were talking about inflation, and he called me the next day and gave me the dictionary definition of inflation. And go ahead and look that one up.
The dictionary will get you on this particular one, I agree. And the fact is that, you know, there's different definitions, and the Keynesians won on the what is the definition of inflation. So
wait a minute. I'm looking right here at it. Dictionary.com, a persistent, substantial rise in the general level of prices related to an increase in the volume of money and resulting in the loss of value of currency. So it's right there that, that increase in the money supply.
That one might have actually said increase in the money supply. Most of them will just say rise in prices. But anyway, my point there being...
Yeah, I choose this dictionary because I like its definitions.
Yeah. So my point there was that, I told them you often learn economics by reading a dictionary. And the point I'm making here is that words do have meaning, and in order to communicate with one another, we have to make sure we understand what each other's talking about. And if someone thinks anarchy is throwing Molotov cocktails and blah blah blah, well, fine for them to think so. But if you then say, well, I'm a voluntarist, and then you talk to them for a few minutes, and they go, oh, well, you're just an anarchist. You see, it doesn't really accomplish anything anyway. So if you think about, like, liberals, what some would think of as a real bleeding heart liberal. So they quit calling themselves liberal, and they call themselves progressive.
Progressive.
Yeah, and you go, yeah, I know, you're a liberal, right?
But I don't get that from everybody that I talk to about voluntarism. I don't get the response of, oh, well, you're just an anarchist. That doesn't happen a lot.
Well, I guess the more important thing is to not just run from the words and try to differentiate yourself from them, but actually to have the conversation with someone, let them go ahead and label you. They're going to label you something anyway, and then make sure that you're clear on what exactly they're talking about here. Because I call myself an anarcho-capitalist, and not because I'm, pounding my chest. It's because if I'm having a conversation with someone, by the way, I don't just come out and say it. First thing, hey, I'm an anarcho-capitalist, let me tell you what I think. I start talking about ideas, and they go, what are you? I've been called a liberal, I've been called a conservative, depending on whatever they're thinking. And then I just go, no, neither of the above. And I say, anarcho-capitalism. Well, anarchy, and then I just explain what it is. I mean, it's in order to have a conversation, you always have to be able to work with each other on what's
I guess my concern is the people that I'm not having the conversation with. I mean, I see where you're coming from, and that if you've got somebody who's relatively open-minded that you're having a conversation with, and you're, you've got good rapport with them, you can explain to them that, oh, well, anarchist doesn't really mean what the popular media might say. It really means this. I can understand that you would have that ability to do that. But if I'm on the radio, and I'm on a local talk show, and we're talking about these ideas, we're talking about the ideas of freedom, and I decide to label myself a voluntarist, there are 1,000 people listening out there that don't know exactly what it is I'm talking about. Whereas if I were to use the term anarchist without necessarily getting into that big, long description of, well, except I'm not that kind of anarchist, except this, I'm da-da-da-da-da-da, then at least that leaves them with the question of, well, what's a voluntarist? They don't have a preconceived notion. Do you think there is a benefit to having a term that is applied to you that doesn't have preconceived notions attached to it?
But the problem, I do understand what you're saying there because, yeah, you have an asymmetry of conversation there, being on the radio, and you have to, but the problem is, what about when, especially as the liberty movement grows and government, the state, is changing the use of words all the time, they'll change the use of the word voluntarist on you.
Who will change that?
Popular media. They'll say... look at, for example, the Free State movement or Free State.
Once it gets to that point, that'll be great because that'll mean that voluntarism has made it, sort of. I mean, I see what you're saying, that certainly you can observe that in popular culture there are more and more media personalities that are taking on the moniker libertarian. And, of course, I left it behind last year publicly when I quit the Libertarian Party. But yes, that's kind of an acknowledgement that libertarian ideas are becoming more popular. So if voluntarism gets to the point where Glenn Beck is saying, I'm a voluntarist, then, we'll probably be a lot closer to the ideas of freedom at that point.
Yeah, but then you got to quit telling people you're a voluntarist and come up with another word for yourself and explain why you're not. I mean,
good problem to have.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Thanks, enemy of the state. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. All right, so we're going to continue here and talk to Eric is gone and everybody else is gone. All right, so toll-free number 800-259-9231. Let's go to the news out of Massachusetts. Now, a few months back, they had decided to, I think it was actually a ballot measure. Yes, last fall, Massachusetts voters, this according to MetroWestDailyNews.com, voters approved question 2, which made possession of an ounce or less of marijuana a civil offense punishable by no more than a $100 fine for those who are 18 or older.
So since it's a civil offense, there is no criminal aspect to it. And the fine essentially is not punishable by anything but perhaps a lien against your property. Or, you know, maybe they can come after your paycheck in some way.
Well, they haven't done anything. Because
there's no teeth to this. It's,
right.
It's one kind of cavity ridden tooth.
Civil fines
or whatever. They just aren't. They aren't very powerful.
Yeah, apparently they can't put you in jail for that like they can here in New Hampshire.
It's civil.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Right, criminal versus civil. So the story we were reading a few months back about this was saying that people were getting the fines, but they weren't paying them. So the police are just not even really giving them anymore in some cases in some areas of Massachusetts. But this story is actually about teenagers. Because the big scare tactic they like to pull out, one of the big ones when you talk about
marijuana. If you legalize marijuana, the kids will be doing the pot.
Right. Oh, yeah. This is what I heard the other day when they had the protesters out. We had these daily cannabis celebrations here at 4:20 in the afternoon in Keene, New Hampshire, also in Manchester. They're happening there now. And a few days ago on Saturday, there were these anti-drug protesters that had come out holding signs like, "It's still a crime!" And they were essentially advocating that if it's a crime, then you should be arrested for it. Of course, they believe that anything that's written down on a piece of paper by people in the legislature is a crime. So I had a lengthy conversation with those folks, and while I was talking to them, the older of them, there was an older lady and then very young teenagers, like 17-year-olds. So I was talking with the older lady about it. And she trotted out the old cliche of, well, if you decriminalize it, then all the kids will start using it. Well, I've got news for you, lady. The kids are using it right now, and it's plenty criminal. But it is a question, right? I mean, it's a legitimate question, I believe, and that is that wouldn't more children use marijuana if it were legal?
That's the presumption that a lot of people make, but it doesn't seem that way to me.
It's a fair question, though, and it deserves to be addressed. And so the way you can address it is by pointing out different areas of the world wherein marijuana has been decriminalized and show them. And I told this lady, look, if I could prove to you that what you're saying isn't true, would you believe it? Is it possible that you're wrong? She said, no, it's not possible that she's wrong. Well, of course, the statistics show that she is wrong, that over in Amsterdam, for instance, where there's significant marijuana decriminalization, teenagers use marijuana less today than they used to prior to it being decriminalized. So what about Massachusetts? We'll share with you in moments.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air, and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, Our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even if these are remaining moments enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. It's all there for you. amp.freetalklive.com. According to MetroWestDailyNews.com, in the first year since voters decided to decriminalize possession of small amounts of pot, school officials have said districts aren't seeing escalating drug problems, though they worry the law may encourage marijuana use among students. Well, it's been all year long now. Where's the big explosion? I understand they're worried about it, but they're not seeing any evidence. The principal said 6 kids in the past month have been found with marijuana or came to school high in 3 separate incidents. That's not a lot. Each is facing expulsion proceedings, and then we can get into, you know, the basically it's about...
How do you find out if a kid is high?
I
assume they say must say so.
They must, yeah, they probably admit to it. So,
you high, son?
So that's basically, I mean, there's more to the story here, but it's more just about schools and how they're, you know, how they handle kids that are high and the expulsion proceedings and all of that. But the observation of the people in the schools is that nothing has changed, that there's no increase. And I think over time we'll start to see more evidence that will bear that out, because that's what we've seen in so many different places that have had some level of marijuana or cannabis decriminalization, is that essentially it takes away the forbidden fruit aspect. It's no longer prohibited or as prohibited to be in possession of marijuana. And so, therefore, it's not as sexy. It's not as bad to do that. And kids like doing things they're not supposed to do. But if marijuana or cannabis possession becomes something that's no big deal, then it won't be as exciting for them. And that's the number one factor is, because that's what we've seen in Amsterdam, where the teenagers, high schoolers, are just not using it as much as they used to 20 years ago. 1-800-259-9231. So we'll keep an eye on that as time goes on. Let's go to your calls about what you want and talk to Dan in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Dan.
Yeah, I had a great argument, or like a comeback to someone saying, well, what about the children? You know, just say, well, they'll be 21 soon enough. You know, something like that.
What is it? How is that a great comeback?
Well, it's, I mean, they're going to be 21 soon enough, so, you know, they're not going to be children anymore. You know?
I don't think that's going to. I don't think that's
21 brings up the alcohol portion of the argument. You know.
I don't know if that's going to persuade a parent that's concerned about their 11-year-old. Their 11-year-old has another 10 years until soon
enough.
Yeah,
but that isn't very long. I mean, really. And, you know, or, you know, you could bring it back at them even further. And
I appreciate hearing from you there. 800-259-9231. Sorry, we're on the radio. We can't allow language like that.
I can tell you I'm coming up on 40, and that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, no one really knows what he said because
no.
We dumped it off the air.
I know, I'm just...
But I don't think that's very persuasive, I have to say, that to a parent that's worried that their kids are going to be using drugs, saying, well, your kids are going to be older soon, so who cares? Sorry, not going to persuade that.
Yeah, I mean, what would be more likely to persuade them is to point out that, well, marijuana has been illegal for a long time, and it hasn't seemed to have stopped teenagers from doing it.
Everyone who wants to do marijuana has done marijuana.
So it's not like marijuana is going to prevent your kids from trying pot. And in fact, there's a very good chance they already have. That
Indeed.
Might not be the right thing to say to a concerned parent, but...
I think it is. I really mean, do. I mean, parents, you really do think that your kid hasn't smoked marijuana? Statistically, the chances of what you're believing are not true. More than half of the kids in America have smoked pot. They may not admit it in the school surveys, but then once they get to, say, 21, yeah, they're pretty much admitting it at that
so
point.
So when you say kids, what do you mean? Teenagers?
Children? The children of these people?
Wait. What age range are we talking about here? I don't think more than half of elementary schoolers.
By 16 or 17, I think about half or more.
I'd say that's about true.
Right. I'd say that sounds right.
And by the end of college.
But they're still
age,
their children after that, Ian, is what yeah. I'm the point I'm making here.
Yeah, by the time people are past college age, I think it's significantly more than half of people.
Probably a fair assumption. I don't know if there are any numbers about that out there, but we do know that I've seen some numbers that say that a 1 out of 3 American adults admits having done it at least once in their life.
And once you eliminate, I've heard numbers higher than that. But once you eliminate the over 45
right.
Segment,
that's important.
Yeah. I'd say you're closer to over 55 at this point when you start considering mid and late baby boomers.
If you ask, I mean, if you just go around in your personal experience and ask, you know, people between the ages of 18 and 50 that you know whether they've ever tried it, I think you'll find that. At least half of the people you know have tried it.
Absolutely.
Think that's a pretty safe bet to make.
I have a tough time counting the people that I know that have not. That's actually a more difficult thing, is for me at least. And obviously, I self-select because I hang out with certain types of people. But of the people that I know, it's relatively rare that that anybody would say, I've never tried marijuana. Yeah, let's continue with your calls. Talk to Jeremy listening in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey.
Jeremy, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just thinking as I was driving. When you go to pay a fine with the government, sometimes they won't let you pay in cash. But
they're not
right
really
on the tender,
good at taking
cash. It says it's like good for all debts, public and private.
It does say that on your Federal Reserve notes, every one of them.
Yeah.
What
the government says you have to give them a check.
What organization have you been refused that they will not take cash?
I'm pretty sure when I went to pay a parking ticket, I think it was up in Boston like 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
that they made me pay with a money order or a check.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure they don't accept cash.
You should bring a video camera in. Next time you do that, bring a cameraman with you and demand that they take the cash.
Yeah, well, I know for sure there's government agencies that will not accept cash, which to me is just, too hilarious, you know, because
yeah, I think you're making a good point. I mean, it just shows that they don't follow their own rules, which there's so many different things that you can show that with. This is yet another one of those examples. If it's good enough for the government, it should be good enough for all of their agencies. So yeah, I think you've got them in a real tough place. Not that you pressuring them will do anything about it, but
well,
it would make for some interesting video footage.
They might back down because if you're dealing with, say, a city parking bureau or something like that, they are, in fact, violating legal tender laws, which are federal laws.
Right. They may they may not want to mess with the feds.
They may not want to because it's conceivable to me, because when you're talking about government, remember, they're very territorial. Bureaucrats tend to be very territorial, and they mm-hmm. focus on their little throne, their little area of control. And the bureaucrats who are in charge of enforcing legal tender laws might not care that, you know, it's a city parking bureau. So I would be very pushy about it because it is, in fact, they are, in fact, breaking the law.
I would love to see what they would have to say, and that's why I think that a camera or audio recording device needs to be brought in when you're having this conversation. Hey, bureaucrat, I'm recording this conversation. Now, you're telling me that you just told me that I can't pay this with cash, right? Yeah, you can't pay this with cash. Well, do you know what legal tender is? No. You can explain to them what legal tender is, show them the dollar. Maybe what they would come from is, I don't know, maybe the way they get around that is that it's not really a debt. It says all debts, public or private. Maybe it's true that if they're just making up a piece of paper.
Absolutely not.
They're just writing up.
They don't want your cash because for whatever reason they don't want to accept cash. It doesn't have anything to do with it being a debt or you know, the ipsum lorem, you know, the
hocus
pocus that goes with it.
Say what?
You don't expect bureaucrats to be able to count change. It might not have been Boston. I'm like 50% sure that it was. But I know I've ran into that with city/state bureaucracies before. And, you know, it just kind of dawned on me, like, hey, you know, how about that?
Sure, and how would you send it to the IRS? I mean, a lot of people deal with that particular agency at the federal level. And
certified mail.
You can't send cash through the mail, though. Isn't it a federal crime to send cash through the mail?
I don't believe so. It's just a very bad idea, to my knowledge.
Really? I've heard somewhere, it must be a vicious rumor, that it's illegal to send cash.
I've never seen anyone present me with anything like that. I've heard it said that it's a very bad idea to send cash through the mail because the person working for the post office might want to take that for themselves.
Yeah, new law. Don't tempt the postal workers, you know. So.
Interesting observation, Jeremy. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, I just can't believe that guy said, I'm just kidding.
Thank you for that. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. We will return for more of this fun tomorrow night. You can join us then. You can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Oh, and we do have the brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get the phone number any old time. It's also, at this time, it's on the front page of our website. But you can call this number 24 hours a day from any phone you can dial long distance on. 217-238-6220. 217-238-6220. And listen to Free Talk Live free any old time over your phone. See you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.